Sorry, Professor, I was...
Harry, it's fine.
It was a bit of a crowd, and they were...
It's okay, it was just a small car.
Sorry about that.
Anyway...
Your knee's bleeding,
yes,
is it all right?
Yes, my knee is bleeding, it's fine. I want to tell the listeners where we are. We're at the 1858 Neo-Gothic Assembly Halls. Harry, be my eyes.
Well, this is a towering building, isn't it? In the Gothic style. It looks for all the world like something might have been used in a Hammer horror film. It could be used as an Eastern European vampire's castle in a film on a budget.
This Assembly Halls is a very important venue in Edinburgh's Comedy Festival. It is run by one of the big four comedy companies, being the Gilded Balloon, the Underbelly, the Pleasance, and of course the Assembly Halls.
And what do they do? What happens here?
Up until recently, they ran a very popular Amnesty International show. But the most interesting for me is the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, which has been taking place here since 1929.
Right. So is that just a sort of lots of ministers get together and sing some hymns?
Oh, and they discuss ecumenical matters. This is a very key building in the ecumenical movement.
Right. It's a nice view. Nice view, isn't it?
How would I possibly know that?
Ah, yeah, okay, so I'll describe it. It's a wonderful cityscape. Turning now with our back to the main gates of the Assembly Halls, I can see over to Jenner's, the famous department store, to our right, and of course the Scott Monument looming. It's sort of ghastly, gothic, fume-stained exterior, pointing heavenward like some sort of crude rocket. And then to the centre, we can see the Firth of Forth, and beyond it, Fife. It must make you so proud to be Scottish to think of those ministers in there, bent double, hammering out the sort of ecumenical detail.
I suppose it does, yes.
And then they come out in a mass, and they see this wonderful view, beautiful buildings in the foreground, and beyond, the hills of Fife.
Yeah.
And don't you just think of the battles of Bannockburn, Stirling Bridge.
Yeah.
Where the Scottish army lined up in kilts.
Yes.
It's dawn, there's a mist on the fields.
Yes.
And then thunder of hooves, the English appear.
Oh, yes.
And the Scots step forward with their claymores.
Oh, yes.
Braveheart, William Wallace, emerges.
Yes.
With his claymore, and he charges.
Yes.
He just runs. He just
yes.
Runs.
Freedom!
Freedom!
Hurry! What?
Lamppost.
Go to Victoria Street, Harry.